And it's important to say that the Roma survivor, which was, again, very remarkable to see, his message was that actually Roma continue to face attacks today, as they do in states across Europe, also states that are committed, allegedly, to Holocaust memory. They continue to face persecution and discrimination. And he called out, and he said, you know, help us, you know, end this endless persecution that Roma continue to face still today, right? So he was also talking about the failure of what we call Holocaust memory in education. But then we saw it really in a grotesque way in display with Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog in attendance.
And Raz Siegel, could you talk about, in your Jacobin article, you've described the partnership between Israeli and German Holocaust scholars as troubling. Can you explain how this partnership perpetuates the denial of Israel's genocide in Gaza?
Yeah, so, I mean, in the field of Holocaust studies has always been based just the study of the Holocaust itself. And we have also genocide studies, or what we call Holocaust and genocide studies. But Holocaust studies was also always based on the idea that the Holocaust is unique. And this also meant that Israel, the state of Holocaust survivors, or the state that portrays itself as a state of Holocaust survivors, the Jewish state, is also unique. And this is really at the basis of Nakba denial, right? The idea that Israel cannot perpetrate any crime under international law, let alone genocide. So this was very central also in Holocaust studies always, this kind of protection for Israel from criticism, and really the perpetuation of Nakba denial, the denial, right, of the ongoing Nakba as well, the continued assault on Palestinians. And this is what we see today. This is the reason that since October 2023, right, so many Holocaust scholars have actually gone out of their way to protect Israel, to attack other Holocaust and genocide scholars like myself, including many Jews, including Israelis who speak out about Israel's attack on Gaza, who speak on the basis of the mountain of evidence that we have today about Israel's attack on Gaza. But again, it's very grotesque that we see it among Holocaust scholars. I wrote this piece about an event that took place online, organized by the Western Galil College in Israel, where there's a Holocaust program and a strong collaboration between Israeli and German Holocaust scholars. And the whole event was actually designed as an attack against Holocaust and genocide scholars like myself, who speak about Israel's attack on Gaza. We were portrayed as anti-Zionists and therefore anti-Semites, right? So this equation of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, but there was also just crude genocide denial. One of the speakers, Verena Busser, for example, who's a German scholar in Berlin that teaches online in Israel in that program, outright said, minimizing the number of Palestinians killed by Israel, saying that there's no starvation. These kinds of outright crude denials that go against all the evidence that we have. But again, we see it in the frame of Holocaust studies now. And this is rooted in the history of this field, that it was always based, again, on the idea that Israel is a unique state, right? That Israel cannot perpetrate really any crime under international law, impunity for Israel and the international legal system, but also in this field. And therefore, we see this kind of denial reproduced today. And we saw it in this event that I wrote about.
Professor, I wanted to just end by asking you about what just happened at the American Historical Association. I saw you a few weeks ago here in New York at the Hilton, when members of the group voted overwhelmingly, 428-88, to oppose Scholasticide in Gaza. If you can talk about what happened next. I was talking to a past president of the American Historical Association. They said, oh, I'm sure they're going to have to go along with that vote because it was so overwhelming. But they vetoed it. We have 20 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, the AHA Council unfortunately vetoed this vote. Of course, this is, you know, an insistence on defending Israel at all costs. I think that what we're seeing, of course, is U.S. institutions standing behind the defense of Israel, because if we come to terms with what Israel is doing, which is Israeli settler colonialism, this then means that the settler colonial genie is out of the bottle. We have to talk also about settler colonialism here in the U.S.,
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you so much for being with us. Professor Raz Siegel, Israeli-American historian, expert in Holocaust studies. We'll link to your Jacobin piece. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Esperando a que el sol esté a nuestro alcance, camino deseando encontrarse con alguien. Su odio matutino, su segundo nombre y algún sueño vencido lo acompañan muy bien. Brillaba con picardías el servicio postal. Llevaba mangas largas porque así se exigía más. A sus movimientos quedó integrado y el clima se desvistió en su abrigo nuevo. La magia fabrica.
Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano. Yo siento que triunfo, pero cuando digo mucho me confundo. Me siento como un gusano, como un humano trucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más, obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula, yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con O es no, N con O es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuánto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se pierde, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo, se hace, se pierde, no se pasa por alto. Una vez.
Son bastantes, son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes. Hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastantes, son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes. Hay que hacerse responsable.
Mula, 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 mula. Bodinho, Milán, El Chévere y Perú.
Tú quieres, quieres. I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hyla Scenaria, has this call.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Esse cabula massa, não é? Why am I born? Canada. If I travel today, give my bye la baba. I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a brother man. Oh, any problem? Baby, show up. Show me the meeting call. Pull a yellow jacku. Iru ele yo money problem. Melanin, popping. Baby, me show you that. Baby, such I give you fit that. Bonnie, do need that. Oh, yeah. Show me capital business. Show me character leakiness. Can you wake up around 4:30 to make breakfast for me? Show me, give me, give me. Give me, give me, give me, come up on me chiki. Give me, give me, come up on me chiki. Oh, long time ago, I said no, okay, let me make me conform. Oh yeah, oh come me more corner. Now I do up, now I run up. Oh yeah, very jack you get. I pick you up, don't you pick you get. Mama say I don't fall in love. And my papa say I'm much out love. Baby show up all. Show me the meeting call. Pull a yellow a jack. You will lay your money problem. Melanin, popping. Baby, me show you that. Baby, such I give you fit that. Body do need that, oh yeah. Oh, ooh, ooh, da, ooh, da, ooh. Show me capital business. Show me character dickiness. Can you wake up around 4:30 to make breakfast for me? Show me, give me, give me. Give me, give me, come up and me chiki. Give me, come up and me chiki.
Down for my many times I didn't miss you. Gone, gone, need to say you Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent. I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT Pittsburgh.